We all got used to doing without back then. When I first started going to school, here it was in the middle of the Depression. I remember going to school with big holes in my shoes. We all did. And some of us didn't have any at all. Some of our parents could afford to buy new ones. One day, our principal, Mr. Honeycutt, came to talk to our class. Now, he was a good man, always thinking of ways to help us kids. But he came in and told us there was a government program for free shoes for any people that couldn't afford them. Even in those days, they had government programs. He asked us to raise our hands if anyone wanted a pair of shoes from this program. I looked around at all the other kids, and some of them were looking over at their friends to see what they were going to do, and some were just staring at the ground. Not one single hand went up. Nobody would do it. We all needed those shoes, but our parents had taught us to be self-sufficient, to be proud. We learned how to make things stretch. We could turn a bucket of lard and a sack of flour and some pinto beans into supper for 2 weeks. We knew things would get better, and they did.